Listener Production.
A devastating weekend for the state's roads, and the cost of living is putting pressure on Tassie's community services. Showers easing today. We're heading to a top of 13 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello, and this is your Hobart Local News. A 45-year-old man in Oakdowns died on Saturday night after his car hit the fence at the Tasmanian Golf Club in Cambridge. The vehicle set alight in the collision and the driver died at the scene. Meantime, a 13-year-old Rosetta boy is in hospital after being hit by a car while trying to cross the road near the Brooker Highway. Police are investigating but say early indicators are that drugs, alcohol or speed were not factors. Police are calling for any witnesses to come forward with information on either incident. A couple of firearm incidents on Sunday. A man's recovering after being shot in the neck while hunting in Tea Tree. The 59-year-old Sanford man was hunting in the area, but police do not think it's suspicious at this stage. And a person's on the run after allegedly shooting into an occupied home in Goodwood. No one was injured and investigations indicate it may have been a targeted offence. The two incidents aren't related and police are calling for information. The rising cost of living is hitting Tassie's community services hard as calls for better support from the state government. Many are struggling to keep up with demand as more people ask for help for the first time. TASCOS Charlie Burton says the government's funding has fallen short.
What the government has not been providing is enough funding to keep pace with those costs. The result is that we're having to shed staff, stop services, or reduce the way we offer services to Tasmanians.
But the government is reaffirming its contribution to the sector, saying the budget has provided for more community support organisations and major new investments in the space. Hobart's outer city suburbs were the ones with the biggest median house price rise, beating out places like Bellarive, Sandy Bay and Battery Point. The latest data from PropTrack revealing Bridgewater is the top of that list, looking at an 134% increase over the past 5 years. And it's not the only suburb that doubled. Midway Point, Claremont, Glenorchy and Dodgers Ferry all on that list. And did you feel your house shake last night? Melbourne had the largest recorded earthquake in the metro area in over 120 years. And there's reports it was felt in Tassie. Geoscience Australia confirmed it was a very shallow magnitude 3.8 quake, just 3 km underground, and it struck just before midnight. Steel Sidebottom celebrated his 300th game with ice around his knee and a Collingwood win over the Kangas. The Magpies star was hurt in the opening 10 minutes of the game. Coach Craig McRae confirmed Sidebottom suffered damage to his MCL.
Well, it looks like it's probably going to be, miss a few weeks. I'm not sure exactly, but 3 to 4 potentially. Might be back after the bye. I don't know. We have to get scans and the like, but yeah, it's a shame. We sort of build the whole day up around, what it means for him.
While the two SA teams have chalked up Sunday wins, Port took down the Tigers while the Crows beat Brisbane. In the TSL, North Hobart pulled off an upset over Launceston with a 1-point win over the reigning premiers. It was the Demons' third win of the season. And the cricket season is inching closer. It's the first day of pre-season for the Tasmanian Tigers.